The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Liquidation Center, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, guys. The sun's sunshine out tomorrow. It's a beautiful day, guys. I'm so happy to be in your company today. It's a great day, guys. If you're celebrating a birthday on this 18th day of June, I say happy birthday to you, all those persons out there doing their thing. I hope that you're doing it with grace and with a clear understanding that you won't be here again. Amen. Do it with decency as you continue to be able to move forward, guys. Being able to do those things, if you're anything like me, and I think that you are, as it relates to black children or children for that matter, in your fridge during the summertime, you continue to pray to ask God to just speed up the time just for someone. Let's hurry up and get this over. It's be a lot of money. We gotta. It's a lot of money. Daddy, I want ice cream. I want popsicle. I want this. I want that. And ingesting things all day. So we pray for your children, and I hope you pray for mine as we pray for the little children and make these things happen. Guys, I want you to join in conversation today. Before we dive into anything, got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Walk into the store. Get some great stuff. I'm going to go down there today. I got to get, I bought some nice little, you know, Bibles, the Amplified Version, the King James Version study Bibles for my family. So I'm going to go down there and get some of the packets for the note stuff and stuff like that. They have some great stuff down there. I might as well tell you the truth. They got some great stuff down there. So I'll stop by today and be able to get a few things. If you're in the market for that, if you're in the market for graphics, in the market for being able to put those things together, please check them out. DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go check them out. They are at the intersection of... Village Road, Burnett Road, Soldier Road, and Wolf Road, right there on the northern side at the Village Road Shopping Plaza. They can take very good care of you. Make sure you go check out my good friend Etheric Bow out also down at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Go down there. They're looking for people. So if you go in there looking for insurance, they might ask you if you're looking for a job also. So that they're looking for people to get in administration. If you're interested in that kind of thing, please check them out. 341-1AFS. Or if you just want to get your insurance, they do in-house financing for that kind of a bulk purchase of insurance in that particular space. So go down there, check them out. They're open up 9 to 5 throughout the week and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. They got everything laid out. Guys, check out the newspapers. They're wrapping up the budget debate and doing all these things. The Prime Minister's come out and said some... very strong stuff. I won't be decent as I say this. Prime Minister defends BPL deal. Check out the National Guardian, guys. Pick up your National Guardian. I know it's 12 o'clock, but you got to stay abreast with the real information. Not this kind of speculation. Not this kind of a hearsay. Not this kind of a fanning the flames of gossip that exists in these spaces that's been expanded on social media, and you're content with that. But I know something got to be true, and you need to stop. You need to stop it. Stop it. Contrast that information that you receive from your social media, your friend, and your family to real information. We talk to the sources. We get the information. Check it out, the National Guardian. We get everything here for you. Prime Minister defends BPL deal. We have sold nothing. We have sold Nothing. We're not like the FNM. And he just won't be decent as he said these things. Prime Minister, investors are eager for changes at the Grand Harbour Port Authority. Read that story. That's a real quick one. Government budgets $2.5 billion for airplane for family island travel. And we're going to find out more information about that. Shannon Cartwright, the deputy leader of the Free National Movement, took a position on that and asked questions about that in the House of Assembly yesterday. Also, man found murdered at R.M. Bailey Park. And the speaker asked Pintard, is it because I am a woman or a rookie? I won't be decent as I approach this and I talk about these things. From a historic standpoint, prior to us being here, prior to this era, this generation of people existing in the country, there has been a principle that existed the world over, right? If you want to look at the different eras, right? If you want to look at the industrial era, right? If you want to look at, the mechanical era, all these particular things or whatever. If you want to look at different dispensations, there has been a deficit of women contributing from this scale. There has been a significant deficit of women on this scale. And as I get into this, I need to be able to preface this by being able to say, I don't want to come off misogynistic. That's not the intent. I just want to talk. I just want to talk with you, right? Speaker of the House of Assembly in her particular capacity, Patricia DeVoe, is a beautiful person. I know her. I know her plight in terms of her commitment to Bamboo Town and being able to do those things and her work in that area. I remember being able to interview her and really encouraging her to continue to be able to push forward. But I need to talk like this. I want to talk like this to you because for me, and a lot of us don't acknowledge it and identify it until after we're done with our work. But with every progressive step, we move towards a legacy. Now, whether that legacy is etched with this sort of deliberate approach and like a Picasso being able to, with every progressive stroke, he knew that a masterpiece must come out of this because this existed in him. With every progressive step and every word that's uttered, there is a legacy that's being formed for your time. There is a legacy that's being formed for your time and commitment in public service, right? And I realize it can be disheartening in an elevated position that requires significant respect and acknowledgement and feeling as though that you're defied. And this level of defiance and pushback seems to be coming from strategic parties. I know that it can be overwhelming. But as I read this, I really don't want to make this an issue of misogyny. I don't want to make this an issue that separates the country yet again as it relates to men and women and the disrespect that men give to women in these various capacities, so forth and so on. I think both the Speaker of the House of Assembly in her particular capacity calling herself a newbie and Michael Pintard in his particular capacity being able to show, seeking to show the country of his ability beyond platitudes, right? I think everyone has, they're jockeying for a position to speak on the platform that they have to be able to capture an audience. And I don't know whether or not this kind of a concept came in to say, is it because I'm a rookie? Is it because I'm a newbie? I love you, Speaker DeVoe. I really do. I don't want to make you feel as though I'm saying something contrary. But I need all and sundry to understand that professionalism does not care about your age, your posture, your size, your weight. Professionalism and your commitment to your duty has nothing to do. Your incessant approach of being able to dive deeper into the books has absolutely nothing to do. Understanding the posture, the procedures, these particular positions and
history being able to identify you by your strengths, what you put forward, has nothing to do whether or not you're a woman or a man. It has nothing. I don't think that for the next 40 years that any of us will forget Howson Mutri, not because he was the best speaker in the House of Assembly. It's because he was adamant about being able to dissect the information that existed before him. He was adamant that he would be a good study. He was adamant in searching out information and contrasting that information, even for those men and women that were senior in their particular capacity. He was adamant in being able to show you that beyond the letter of the law, beyond the written word, the logos in these particular concepts, there is a spirit associated with this, and this is where this came from. He was adamant about doing these things. And I believe this sort of an adamant posture and that confidence sometimes teetered over into a space of arrogance after he recognized that he was getting under leadership skin. After he recognized that he was the proverbial thorn on the side of Minnis, after Reese couldn't do it, after McAlpine couldn't do it, after Vaughn couldn't do it, he recognized that he had the wherewithal, the power to do it. And he spoke ad nauseum, at length, about the autonomy that resides within the seat that he possessed, that he held for that particular time. After you have been acknowledged, identified, and you ascend to a position, nothing else matters except rules and regulations that govern that space. Can I say that? Is it okay? I think this notion of being able to throw feelings and emotion into a position where there's only logic that should live here, it really murkies the water of productivity. And I don't know whether or not from a historic standpoint, that has been the reason why there's been a significant deficit of women in significant spaces historically. But as soon as you throw your feelings, I feel as though this, boom. I feel like, boom. The notion and idea that you're painting into the minds of those that are listening and watching, that there is some indifference that exists because I may be this, boom. You murky the water of productivity. What you should do is dive deeper into your books, into your studies, and being able to contrast those things with specificity. Member for Marco City, this has been the third time in the Honorable House that you've identified these particular things. On June, boom, you've said this. On May, boom, you've said these particular things. And we, and the seat in this particular capacity, has continued to say to you, bop, 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 I can't tell you to do your job. I'm simply saying to you that men respect the rule of law. If they've been elevated to this position, they respect it. They respect logic. They respect the contrast. They may not necessarily like it, but they will yield to that. It is very difficult for a man who has great aspirations, which I believe every single one of the men in that particular space and women do, have great aspirations for leadership in the country, to genuflect to an idea of emotion. Now, beyond being able to speak of the matter at hand, we're speaking as to whether or not the implication, the spirit, was in the right place when we approached this. We got to rectify these things. And we got to get back to productivity in this country. We cannot be delayed. There can't be this sort of a drag. As we push forward towards progression and growth, there cannot be a drag pulling us back that's lathered in label and emotion. Just won't be decent as that. I give you my personal example. I can no longer have a conversation with my wife if we are talking about a specific thing. Did you pay the bill? I didn't have time to pay the bill. I thought you was good. Because it never starts with, it's never a yes or no. It's never. Did you have an opportunity to pay that particular bill? right? Well, I thought you were going to pay the bill. Well, how could you thought I was going to pay the bill if I gave you the money? Well, I have other things to do. I have a job also. You see, I can't be running up, down, and so forth and so on. I just be tired too. You all think I just... This is the conversation about whether or not you've done something. I can't win this no more. It's a very frustrating thing. And I think many men have gone through this particular phase. I don't think that that needs to haunt us in every subsector of productivity in our country. We, as men, we know this. We don't fight it. We accept it and understand it. Who could know a woman? But if we're in the space of productivity in such a tumultuous time in this nation, I don't think that there's space for us to be able to enter into whether or not the spirit was aligned, whether or not there was an implication that he meant this or that. I just want to be decent as I say this to you. In the spirit of decency and in order, I want to say to you, I can't talk for these people. But my expectation as I observe and I absorb that there is logic being placed on the table for us to dissect, to understand where we are from a national standpoint. That's just a little decency. I just want to be as decent as possible today. Guys, be able to hit me up, right? Somebody texts me and say, your wife can cut her eye at you later. She's probably cutting her eye at me right now. I probably get in Texas right now and cussing me out. I assure you, I won't eat until Friday when I purchase food. Amen. This is what it is. But I just won't talk. I just want to be honest with you. I don't have the time to listen. I don't. It's just, I just want to be honest with you. Let's not play foreign to this. Let's not play like there's always this kind of a bed of roses that exists in our particular space. It's cascading and being able to throw petals on the floor as we walk into the place as though we just came from Wakanda or whatever. No, there are times of indifference. But anytime those times of indifference come in the sanctity of our home, there is an expectation that in comes emotion. Okay, no problem. Let me leave this alone. I'm sorry. I apologize. But in a professional capacity, these questions, there's no justification for this in my mind. There's no justification for this. Let's be honest. She called herself a newbie. I don't know if it's because I'm a woman, I'm a rookie, or I'm a newbie. But you continue to be able to, you and others continue to be able to question the authority. Okay, I accept that. I accept what she's saying. I accept that. But provide a contrast. This is Howard. It's just Howard. When I sit in this particular space to you, I have to provide you information also. Boom, 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 boom. Here's what the newspapers say. Let's contrast that to an earlier position that's happened in this. Boom, boom. That just won't be decent. Just decency. 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Print My masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care.
We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctor's Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door. Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Beautiful day, guys. Please forgive the technical difficulties. We're here diving into what we have to dive into. We're talking about it. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of it. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Live and in full effect. I think we got some caller on the line. Callers on the line with us live. Go ahead.
How are you all with today?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for calling.
That's good. All right. I think the opposition leader, Mr. Pintar, was out of order because he said he rides on a point of order. She gave him a few minutes to speak on the point of order he rose on, right? She asked him to take his seat. He refused to take his seat. Don't the House have rules and regulation?
Yeah.
Who is the person responsible for the rules and regulation to be carried out in the House? Isn't it the speaker?
Yes. Yes.
And so if you would disobey the speaker and she gave him a warning and he still disrespected and disobeyed the speaker.
Yes.
So what are we speaking about if he disobeyed the speaker?
No, it's not necessarily. I'm not talking about rules, regulations that govern this particular position. I'm simply asking whether or not this sort of an idea to incorporate whether or not I'm a woman or I am a rookie should be incorporated in this sort of in the layout as you approach the member.
Albert, let's be realistic now. She only said that to him because she is a new member of Parliament, right? But obviously she had studied the rules and regulation of Parliament, okay? As far as the running of her particular position,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
And for Mr. Pintar, who previously been in Parliament, he knows better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was Alison Moultrie or some other speaker or a House, he wouldn't even have had that chance to stay in the House that long. You know that, Howard.
Yeah.
You know, so I commend her for being strong as a woman and stand up to some of these gentlemen who call themselves gentlemen while they're in the House. But, you know, you can't belittle the speaker indirectly because if the speaker laid down a rules and regulation pertaining to the House, you should respect that regardless of your man or woman.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, man.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. Like I said, I do support her, position, and I think that she's doing an awesome job. I tell you, I had an opportunity to be able to interview her before she ascended to this post, and I always appreciate being able to listen to her. But I just wanted to know whether or not we can look at that contrast and make that kind of a determination as to whether or not it should be, if it's even significant to incorporate, why are you doing this to me, right? I think, especially in that kind of an elevated position, it doesn't matter who it was. Alison Moultrie had to become almost bullish, right? Like a British bulldog in his posture and his position, being able to dive deeper, not necessarily into emotion, but dive deeper into the books to say that this is what the rules and regulations say, this is what the laws say, and we genuflect to the rules, regulations, and laws that govern this particular space. So I just want to be able to talk like that. Next telephone call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next caller, call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my dear?
How are you?
All is well.
Did it work?
I hear what you say.
Did I say did it work? You used it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's feeling much better.
Good to know. Very good to know.
It's good to hear from you. What you say?
Right here. Listen, you know, I understand the speaker somewhat as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like I watch sometimes. I don't always watch because I ain't lying. It seems a little too rowdy for me. I don't like all that rowdiness.
Mm.
But to me, it seems like she would sit back when the members opposite are speaking. She would sit back and allow for the other side to speak as long as they want, to say whatever they want, for the most part. Now, she would tell them to sit down and so on and so forth or whatever, but she says it in a different, what's the tune that she used when she speaks to one side versus the other? And that's my dislike on how she does it. So I don't feel like she just be completely fair. If you watch it,
mm-hmm.
And watch the tune that she used,
mm-hmm.
and even watch her body language or facial expression, it's like she... It's almost like she's trying her best to be fair, but somehow she's not.
Wow.
That's how I see it. Now,
wow.
I may be wrong, but that's the eyes that I look through. And when I see she speak to one side versus the other.
Do you think your assessment goes back to how people in our society would say that women don't support themselves, women don't support each other? You think that this assessment will be viewed in that light?
Absolutely not. This has nothing to do with that. And more so where she said, rookie, you've been sitting there now, what, almost 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
You're not that rookie. You know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. He know who you are. He know you're not a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you know the rule. And he knows how firm you will be.
So why say that? Why add that to the fray? Why add that to your discourse? Why you think she would have said something like that? Was it to deflect?
Yes. She didn't want people to realize that she's trying to not be as fair with the other side. So she want people to see that, hold on, watch me good now. He's only doing this to me because I'm a rookie.
Wow.
It was not nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with it. It had to do with the way she can. We all have seen her over the years and realized that Pitbull got nothing on this woman when it comes to being in there.
Yeah, yeah. So she knows how to go at it. Yeah.
All women.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. Okay, thank you so much. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, well, no offense, but we know that you carry water for the speaker and for Pintard. However, who is in the wrong? I don't care. Why is it always that I carry water for someone? I don't. There's no bucket here. There's none. There's only an assessment of what's happening. And I often look at these things based upon what's coming to the forefront as to whether or not there is a deliberate attempt to present fodder to the forefront that the media can use it, chomp on that particular thing, and leave a good sense of the weight of the conversation, the good sense of the weight of the bait or the meat of the bait, and leave those particular things out. This here is at the forefront of the conversation. This here is on the front page. The speaker asks Pintard, is it because I'm a woman or a rookie? And this is broken down in these particular subsectors. So it's not me carrying water, it's me asking whether or not this was by design or whether or not this is the emotion that's actually being able to be seated in this space, in this particular space. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line with the slide. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Good evening to your friends and to your callers and to your listeners.
How you doing, my brother?
She put pins out of those before, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that feeling that she had after she put him out wasn't palatable.
Mm.
She was trying to avoid putting him out again, which is what exactly he wanted. That's why he was behaving the way he was behaving. He wanted to be put out.
You think that this is theatrics? You think that Pintard now has given a posture of showing more theatrics in his position?
That's what it is. And she was trying to avoid having to put him out, which is what she should have just simply done. Now, some of them other fellas, they would have just put him out. And they would come after that. They would deal with it as it comes. And the next time he did it, put him out again.
Wow.
So she has to make up her mind. Next time that opportunity comes, just put him out.
So without the long conversation, we know what the position is. Just put him out.
That's it. Wow. That's it. My brethren.
This is heavy.
Officer of the court, put his mouth out there.
This is heavy what you're saying.
No, simply don't think about
this. He's a representative of a significant portion, especially as a leader of the opposition.
So he should govern himself accordingly.
Wow.
Shouldn't he? Shouldn't he govern himself accordingly? You have a job to do. I have a job to do.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't behave. Go outside, man. Sit down. Go in the corner. Time out. Think about it.
Wow.
Simple, man. But Pintard wanted this. He wanted to be put out of there, and she didn't. She was trying to avoid it, and so she brought her emotions into it.
Wow.
Which is a part of it.
I appreciate your call, man.
Go ahead, my friend.
I do appreciate your telephone call, man, guys. Thank you so very kindly for that. Let's hear your contributions in these particular things, because I just wanted to know whether or not this was important. I think a lot of persons would actually take on the posture that we've seen. I think it was last week that The opposition has taken on a position banded together and see themselves leaving the House of Assembly, but entering back in to be able to participate into the budget. So we understood that. And so I asked myself a few questions as to whether or not this was the attempt to be able to capture and maintain the momentum associated with what we saw for the convention for the Free National Movement at Aaron Bailey in terms of the Fun Run Walk, and then also the convention the week after, and the victory for Michael Pintaud. Is this him being able to show youthful voters? Am I stretching? Is this a stretch? Is this him being able to show youthful voters that this is where passion exists? This is where there's sort of an idea of revival and rejuvenation of that fire that burns in the Free National Movement. You will see that come back to life. This is what we're going to do here. Is that what we're seeing here? Or is it just, you know, men on the stage? Is this just staged concepts and ideas to give us the perception that exist in these particular spaces? So I just wanted to be able to know that. One more caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Let me see if I can be able to get some of these texts in. Guys, hit me up with the text 422-4796. There is no disrespect because she is a woman, PLP or FNM. If something needs to be raised, then let it be raised. Also, this speaker is real biased. Is that it has nothing to do with gender, nothing at all. That definitely is deflecting move. That's just politics, Howard. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, why do cabinet ministers need a siren on a motor vehicle assigned to them? I was driving on Lincoln Boulevard today and heard sirens howling. Thinking that it was the police, after looking in the rearview mirror, I drove to the side of the road and stopped. After the vehicle passed, I saw the license plate of the cabinet minister 13 in the Ford Explorer. It's unbelievable. Shake my head. There's protocols associated with these particular things. I can't fight you. We can find out more information about that and then be able to dissect it accordingly. This is, help me, Howard. My power has been off from 9 a.m. One of these outages are intentional so the government can sell the public that the crisis exists. Then they can use the crisis to bypass the established approval process to push ahead with the selling assets of BPL. My God, this is heavy what you did. I see what you tie your power in to a national conspiracy. This is a lot what you're doing. This is a lot what you're doing. I don't think nobody else has called in. And I haven't seen anything from BPL to indicate that there are going to be scheduled blackouts at these particular places. So I don't know. Let's check this out. Check out your box before you call. Make sure you do these things. He says, I'm suspicious, right? He says, I'm suspicious of the timing of these outages. Something smells fishy. What do you think? Great show. This text is coming through, right? Thank you so very kindly. He says, the speaker needed to calm down and appear to be less biased. She was rowdy and talks to these MPs as if they were little children. Okay, this is a text is coming through. He says, Howard, the government is doing absolutely, I'm sorry, the government is doing absolute, I'm not going to say this word, okay? Right? 2.5 million dollars for a plane and can't say who needs to travel on the plane, how frequently, what's the cost, and why it no longer makes sense for them to fly at Bahamas Air, and so and some other airplanes. Is this plane so Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell could fly up and down for elections? What's the cost to maintain the plane, the hangar fees, the crew, etc.? Will the plane fly around with five people handing BEC? Listen, I'm not going to read the rest of your, I'm not going to read the rest of your stuff. Yeah, amen. You need to stop it. Let's be decent. I'm not going to read the rest of your stuff. But I think that all of us, if we do mathematic deduction, let's do mathematic deduction. During the by-election for the Free National Movement, during the by-election in West Grand Bahama, information came out that said that they spent over $100,000 in tickets alone just to be able to go to the by-election, right, in that particular space and time. Now, if we identify that and we make a determination as to the travel necessary to be able to move around to ensure a victory come next election, then we could be able to almost quantify the fact that this will be $2.5 million spent well. From a political standpoint, from a governmental standpoint, it doesn't make much sense. We know that there are significant subsidies that goes to Bahamas Air. We know that Bahamas Air provides opportunities for many persons from an established political standpoint to ensure that they can get their monies back, so forth and so on. We know that Bahamas Air continues to be able to struggle as it relates to being able to get out of the red and be solid in the black, find creative ways to ensure that they can be able to touch markets and make some things happen. We know that. We know those things. So I can't say exactly where that exists. But I do like your questions. I do like these particular questions, and we need to find out more information about these particular things. Guys, I want you to join me on the other side of the conversation, please. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The road with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Honey barbecue,
Popeyes,
spicy or new, signature, hot, hot, wings. What's your favorite?
Roasted garlic, parmesan, tastes so good, chicken, you know.
Ghost pepper, wings.
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation here live in full effect. Just talking about what's happening from a national perspective. We're looking at a few things. We kind of opened it up this morning to talk about what we saw as it relates to the speaker and Pintard, whether or not this was theatrics, whether or not this was emotional, what was happening in this particular stead. As we look at those particular things and being able to see those things. Also, I wanted to bring something to the forefront and being able to talk about this, right? I thought this was, I chuckled. Can I say that? I chuckled. I did. I smiled when I saw this. I laughed because I knew that it was a low blow, right? But it was a strategic blow to ensure that everyone, all and sundry, knew exactly what was what and the position that they were actually taking. Let me see if I can read this here for you. Now, it goes from page one, where Prime Minister says that investors are eager for the changes that the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and it goes over to page two, and the Prime Minister said that fear-mongering and trying to make the Grand Bahamians afraid of the challenge of the status quo won't work this time. Those scare tactics are falling on deaf ears as a vast majority of people on the island are hungry for change. It says, and while we are on the topic, let's start pretending that pushing for improvement is somehow bad for the investment climate. Let's go further. He says, the way Grand Bahama's economy is set up right now, investors are eagerly anticipating the changes to at the Port Authority too. Davis said the administration will not stop pushing for the progress of Grand Bahamians. And then he goes on, the Grand Bahama, until the Grand Bahama Port Authority does right by the people and all parties can come to an agreement on a solution that serves the Bahamas' interests. For Grand Bahamians, Davis said that the brighter days are ahead for Grand Bahamians. The government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority have been involved in public spat for more than a year. The government has asked the Grand Bahama Port Authority to pay back some $300 million. Guys, you could be able to read the story and see exactly what's what, right? And I thought it was peculiar when Prime Minister Davis has taken on this kind of a position to talk about this sort of an idea. I'm looking for it, and I don't see it. I know I read it. In the mind of the people of Grand Bahama will remain those who stood the better Grand Bahamians. He started to talk about those guys who did Oban. I thought it was absolutely bananas. I'm going to find that. It was right here in this story. He says, our fight for prosperity in Grand Bahama will continue with the efforts to Grand Bahama Port Authority as he wrapped up this particular debate. Guys, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join in the conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can be able to hit me up, 422-4796, live in full effect. Please, give me a call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
All is well.
Look, you see that young lady, the lady who'd been on but was talking to you, right?
Yes, the caller, yes.
Right, the caller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Howard,
mm-hmm.
She needed to be real.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, she don't have nothing good to say about the government, honestly. So when she talk about the Speaker of the House, she have an issue with all of them. Let me tell you why I say that. You watch the thing, huh? The House of Assembly?
The House of Assembly? Yeah.
Okay. Now, didn't you worry when Michael came up there and he started to state his point? Now, after he done state his point, Speaker say, you can't stretch it. You was the only one that's come up here and stretch things. Now, this is what the Speaker say. Now, I know you know better because you is a senior. You've been in here way before me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rookie to you. That's mm-hmm. what she said. I'm a rookie to you. But I go by the rules. I study what I have to do. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see where she was being out of order or nothing. She stayed her point. I mean, he stayed his point. He was trying to stretch it. She tell him, your point of order of being recognized. Could you please sit down? See, let me tell you something. Michael is my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
My good cousin. But if you look at the House Assembly, whenever they do it, he always is do that. He always will come up and stay the point, and when he does stay the point, he will stretch it. And that's what she getting tired of concerning him. Only mm-hmm. him is doing it. The rest of them don't do it. You know, they mm-hmm. get their point, they sit down. But that's what he does. Now, I don't know if that is be a show. I don't know if he is be just trying to provoke the Speaker
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But she doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
She doing a good job, and I respect her.
Yeah, this wasn't for me saying that she didn't do a good job. The question was only whether or not we should bring up this sort of a gender indifference, whether or not it's because I'm a rookie, whether or not it's because I'm a woman. And if you know that this is the nature of Michael Pintard, why do we bring that to the forefront at this time?
Well, let me tell you the reason why she did that, right? Remember, she's a woman sitting in that position. Two mm-hmm. things, you know this, Howard. Two things man don't like, woman to rule them. One, they don't like woman to rule them, and they love to be in charge.
Mm.
And you remember when Ali Mutri was in charge?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I remember.
Okay.
He wanted to be in charge.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He wanted to be the Prime Minister of Nassau Village.
Prime Minister. He wanted to be Prime Minister.
You need to stop it.
Yeah.
You need to stop it.
But I just saying, see, now, she's a woman. So some of them think are really pressing and test her. And I think that's what Michael doing. I think he testing her.
Wow. Yeah. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. He's a good, decent man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
God bless her.
Okay. Yeah, man, I hope she does well. I think that she's doing a good job, right? And the only question I had is whether or not we add this to the free. That's all. That's all this was. Whether or not this was by design to be added to the free, or whether or not this was emotion being able to present itself in this particular stead, where there should be this sort of professionalism, where there should be logic, where there should be this sort of a very clear understanding for rules and regulations that govern this particular space, and hold that as a standard, as opposed to being able to say, what is me? You think it's me, right? So let's talk like that. And being able to do those things. Guys, the lines are wide open. Again, if you want to be able to join in the conversation, please do so as we're talking and taking these things like this, right? Let me see if I can read another text. It says, Howard, she wanted to tell him about his... You don't think I can read these people text like this? She wanted to tell him about his behind yesterday, and but she held back and tried to garner sympathy by using her gender and her inexperience to tell her to stop it, Howard. This is a text that's coming through. It says, tell her to stop it, Howard. I'm not going to fight you, right? So it says, Howard, we need the cost-benefit analysis of the Grand Bahama in the airport for Grand Bahama versus the plane for the government personnel. I think we need a cost-benefit analysis for the $30 million that's being invested in Grand Bahama. I see the Prime Minister's taken on a very strategic position to indicate that some $4 million was for acquisition, right? Acquisition of the property, which is the International Bazaar. Guys, I'm going to be able to give you sort of a layout of the International Bazaar, okay? If you drive on Farrington Road, I'm sorry, not Farrington Road, let's be decent. If you drive on Soldier Road, right? As you're headed east on Soldier Road, you come to the bend. There is sort of a space where there's a lot of cars. I can't remember the gentleman's name who owned the space, right? There's a lot of cars, like derelict vehicles, dilapidated, always pushed down. The gentleman does his best to kind of keep like a little fence around the front of it, but you could see that there has been years and years of decay piling up. Now, this could mean value to him in terms of being able to send it off for scrap metal, in terms of being able to do, this could be valuable to him as an individual if he's doing those particular things. But this equates to what the International Bazaar is to the country at this time. It may be valuable to the person who's the recipient of whatever the government's willing to pay for it. It may be valuable to the person who can be able to hold on to that, whether that is board members and trustees, whether that's the Port Authority, whoever's the affiliates associated with that. But the acquisition of this derelict location that has been burning, that has been a rat fester, that has significant decay, that persons who have been kicked out of their homes, that found themselves on hardship, has been living in this place for such a long time, it has no value to the Bahamian people. To acquire that, to push down the road, to indicate that you're going to push down another 15 to 20% of this, I don't know whether or not it makes sense. And they haven't sold me on the vision. They haven't sold me on the vision. You haven't. If you look at the population of Grand Bahama, the concentration of the population for West Grand Bahama and East Grand Bahama, and you see the exodus of persons leaving Grand Bahama, you'd realize that this may not necessarily be the smartest investment. I met one of my cousins last night. I haven't seen her in a very long time, right? Very long time. Just being able to go and pick up some medicine for my son last evening over at the 24-hour prescription parlor pharmacy on East Street. So I went in there to be able to get it. Saw my cousin. I just talked to her. She said, I need a job. So I said, what? She said, yeah, I need a job. I got 6 children. I live in this place. I need a job, right? So I said, you come to Nassau and get pregnant again? She said, yeah. I said, you got a little Nassau baby? She said, no, the fella from Grand Bahama. We talking. So we laughing and talking like these particular things. She says, I really won't go back home, you know. She said, I have a home. She said, I got a car home. Well, it was underwater, so the car may not be good no more. She said, but I got my house there. I got all these things. I got to pay rent. I got to do this. I got to do. If I could get back to Grand Bahama for a job, then I wouldn't have to worry about none of these things. I could take my children to Grand Bahama. And we ain't got to worry about none of these things. She said, just to be able to live in Nassau, I got to get more than one job just to live. She said, my rent is over $1,000, almost $1,000 a month. And then I got to pay for light and water. She said, I never knew you had to do that. Me not talking. The government is not considering these people. These are the grassroots people that exist. These are the people who are seeking to survive. This kind of a conversation that elevates itself beyond society. The conversation that says in 15 years we'll see significant value neglects the fact that there is significant issues that exist now. That there is depreciation that exists now. There is depravity that exists now. There is brokenness that exists now. The government is not taking this into consideration. Even in their pursuit for these things, there needs to be more of an active conversation of how we're going to find productivity in Grand Bahama. That's what it needs to be. In 1955, with the acquisition of the acreage for the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, it didn't have a dependency on the government from that particular standpoint. They went out, they found their money, they developed infrastructure, they pulled people from Turks and Caicos, they pulled people from locally, and they got to work. They made skilled people over that course of time by being able to put them to work. and became a gem in the entire region for the infrastructure that was laid out there. I'm talking about the deep harbors, all these things. The government of the time, the government of the day, is not taking into consideration how do we kickstart our economy again. It cannot be about, I'm hopeful. The governor of Bahamas is hopeful about this kind of an idea that eventually and hopefully within the state, a time of our tenure, that we could sell the hotel in Grand Bahama. The governor of the Bahamas is hopeful that these particular things, that it cannot be. Because with every progressive hope that comes out of your mouth, there is a dollar that's being spent for survival. Depression continues to be able to creep in whilst people are doing their best to have a normal life. It's difficult. The governments are only should create an environment that can be able to access and make things happen. And so to have these conversations, to talk like this, I think we're not taking this into consideration. I don't think that we are. I don't think that we are. Okay? And we need to do that. Governments of the Bahamas need to be more creative in their approach. This is the story that I wanted to tell you about. I read two stories. I jumble up the two, right? Because I was looking for information from one from the other. Now, this is the story. Investors are eager. I'm sorry. This is Prime Minister defends the BPL deal. Now, on A2, in sort of the second paragraph, it says, let me be clear. The people who brought us Wärtsilä Energies and Oban Fiasco never had the intellect, the imagination, or the courage to create or deliver real solutions. This is what the Prime Minister says. He goes on to say that fixing BPL ain't for the faint of heart. And no one says it's going to happen overnight. But it's happening. Finally. This is what the government of the Bahamas says. This is what the Prime Minister of the Bahamas says. Now, I want to talk to that. I think it was courageous. And I don't give the Prime Minister wrong for being able to indicate that there was no creativity, that there was no innovation, there was no intellect associated with the acquisition of these things. I agree with him 100%. I agree with you 100%. Prime Minister Davis, I agree with you 100%. There was no intellect, there was no significant thought of where we are as a nation and where we need to be as a nation in 15, 20 years for the acquisition of, for the agreement for Oban and for what has been done with Wärtsilä. I agree with you. However, there's no thought given to what you've done either. That your creativity is that you are 10 years beyond the decisions that the former administration under Hubert Minnis would have done. However, you are still two decades behind the technology that exists today. I just won't be decent as I say that. As I read this story and I read all these particular things and I dive deeper into it and
We go into the editorial on A4 and we read through the editorial that though it has been an excruciating process, and this is just the editorial that's coming out, though it's been an excruciating process, getting the information out as the current administration about the plans for energy reform, Prime Minister Davis and the other officials are finally speaking openly about the way forward and making a case for their approach. I want to read this little piece. Christina Alston, former chief operating officer of BPL, who is now the director of energy and sustainability initiatives, made the best case thus far, or so by far, as she appeared on Beyond the Headlines with Shanique Miller last week. And this is what she said. She says, we're not going to please all the people all the time, but we have an obligation to serve. This is what Alston said. And then she says, she stated that what we're seeing happen with BPL is this aging infrastructure trying to keep up with new technologies, but also trying to keep up with the way that we use energy. And it's difficult. What we are doing is hard. It sounds funny because when you flip on the switch, there's energy there. But the things to get that energy to you are very difficult. And we have asked BPL to do so much with so little for so long that it's disrespectful for them to ask
for us to ask them to continue. None of this is taking into consideration the creativity that exists. None of this is taking into consideration what's accessible to us. None of these things are taken into consideration that beyond all these things, as our Prime Minister continues to have conversations about climate change and what's going to be able to happen from that perspective, it would give you some inclination that he and his administrations are thinking about this sort of a progressive approach to the energy that exists, to the renewable energy and other forms of energy that exist in our environment right now. How do we capture that? How do we take advantage of that? No, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're not. You're not. This is not difficult. We've seen an introduction to this sort of a solar panel concept with what we've seen over at the stadium. We've seen that. We've seen the strategic approach to be able to incorporate these fleets into BPL's fleet, these cars, these electric cars into your fleet. We've seen that. We've seen you take the approach of doing those things, but even that is not enough. So to be able to come here now and say that we're making a decision that's 15 years old for the betterment of our country, so at least we could be better and be back at this in another 10 years is not enough. It's just not enough. We're not talking about this sort of a distance that exists that 15 days for us to be able to get from here to another continent. We're not talking about that. We're talking about instant gratification in a global community. We're talking about relationships that we've afforded strategic people in our country, opportunities to be at the helm of leadership, the thinkers in our country, and the farthest you can think is outdated technology. I'll just be decent with you. We appreciate every progressive step that you've made. But even that is not enough, because we can see as a people, as individuals, that there are other opportunities that we can be able to take advantage of. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door. Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Dawn National Parkinson Foundation presents its 24th Charity Gala, Saturday, June 29, 2024, at the Grand Ballroom Grand Hyatt Bahama Convention Center. And here to set the mood right and the night tight is none other than international artist Johnny Gill. Also the Defense Force Band and the Rhythm Band. You can purchase your tickets at Carey's Fabric on Mackey Street or Signature Styles Marathon Road. Cocktails at 6:45 p.m. and dinner at 7:45 p.m. And then you can have your fill of Johnny Gill.
One thing is true.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, your friendly and affordable vendor one-stop shop, where you can get all of your groceries, kids' lunch snacks, and vendor snacks items at the best prices in town. Don't believe us? Find us on Market Street in the red, white, and black building south of Chesapeake Road. We don't stock anything. We just buy deals, so you better get there first. Call us today at 698-0123 or WhatsApp 557-2522 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. Remember, always make us your first stop.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brennan, your company, the foundation, here on a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We're just talking about what's happening from a national standpoint, being able to identify those things that's in the paper, being able to talk about that. I didn't want to dive too deep. I did my best to kind of stay out specifics as it relates to politics from the FNM or the PLP over the past week and a half. I think you have indulged me far too long, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that you've given me, but we're still talking about national issues. So if you want to join me, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, I'm Howard.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I just wanted to say that this is the first for the government to own the plane. I remember Pinland had a cut a king here for the government to do the business. I guess you were young then.
But would Pinland you call it king, here. King Air?
Yeah, King Air.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the...
I'm sure I can find that. I can find it in the archive somewhere. I'll go look in the archives for that.
Yeah, and this is the thing now with Pintard, right? Mm-hmm. When the first start, him and the speaker clash. But then 2 years they got along good. All of a sudden now he got this vote, and like he can't like him to. I guess he's drama. He won't be a drama or to make pretty noise. Believe he's doing something. Like when I was young, when the speaker stand up, everybody must sit. I don't know, that woman did run out the door. Once the speaker stand up, every member must take their seat. And if they take too long, and they wait for every seat, go to office, adjourn. I don't know, they probably don't respect her or something, but once he say that's over. It's like when Nancy Pelosi was speaking in the House. Trump say she want to build the wall. I'm going to give him $1. But she went to the House. She went to the House. That's hard. She's like a judge. That's her domain. The members pick her to be Speaker of the House. She has the last word, the last say. It may be unpopular. They don't like it. But you cannot disrupt the House. This didn't happen. Now, getting back to this FP, BP, I think, right? Why didn't this thing go to bid? I don't understand that. To get a good price, you have to put the product out to a bid.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what you're dealing with. And I don't get like when the prime minister say we get a discount on light bill. So what went cheaper, the gas cheaper now? Because BP need money. So who will absorb that money? Because gas still high. So I guess for us to go to agree with it, we getting us smoking mirrors.
You think so?
I just don't get that.
No, I think we gotta wait. I think a lot of persons are now in this kind of a posture where they have great anticipation for what's going to be able to happen at the end of July. The Prime Minister has indicated that by the end of July, you'll be able to see, when you look at your bill, you'll be able to make this kind of a determination. Now, we don't know how that got happened. We don't know how gas could be up the wazoo, and you could still be able to reduce this by this if we're still using the same structure. We're looking for clarity. We're looking for information. We, as people, have to be able to wake up, not to not just to be able to receive the gift, right? We're not going to look a gift horse in its face. But this is not a gift. This is our investment. This is our money. This is an entity that's belonging to the government of the Bahamas. And whether or not the PLP is in or the FNM is in, we're going to have to pay for this in one way or another. So we need to know where the reduction comes from. How are you going to be able to get to this? Are we going to pay for this in the long run? What's going to happen? And so all of these things come to the forefront in terms of questioning the position and the posture of what's happening going forward, right? So let's just be decent as we talk about those things, right? And I just want to be decent, man. I don't think that the Speaker of the House is. I really don't think that she's trying to create this kind of a narrative, right? I just want to be decent. I tell you, I like her. I do like her. The fella tell me I carry in water for her. I do like her. I do like her, right? And I want to be able to encourage her. But I don't believe that we should always incorporate from an emotional standpoint, why you don't like me. Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Right? Let's just be able to have a very clear conversation and stick to rules and regulations that govern the section that we're in to ensure that we can get to productivity with the people's time, the people's money, and in the people's house. Let's do that. Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Stephen Howard, Sheldon Johnson. Just let me make two points, though. You know, Grand Bahama's personal task. So let me get to the speaker first. And this is what you could see chronologically exactly what happened. Go to the first day of debate when they began to have a conversation, and she made a speech concerning what she expects in Parliament. And I thought, like, immediately, for me, knowing the Speaker's position, I thought it was biased. I'll send it to you. Go to the first day of debate. And then eventually, about 2 days later, she named the Leader of the Opposition using the rules, which I thought, go to the beginning, it's almost like you pre-said what you're going to say, using the rules to named the Leader of Opposition. Now, when she first made that statement, I said, without any talking to anybody, I just said, this sounds to me like a setup, like something is wrong with this. The reason why, because it says that you're not going to talk about this, you're not going to talk about this, you're not going to do this, whatever. Then, as you begin to have a conversation, the PLP got to speak about whatever they want, and whenever the FNM get to speak, it is like, it's almost as if it begins this. You're in the middle of a speech, and you know how you have a point of order, right? A point of information. The point of order is that if you're saying something that I feel I'm missing, you're misleading Parliament, I get up to correct it. Her position for the whole thing was, no, when you get to speak, you get to say it. You can address it then. No, you address point of orders and point of information right there on the spot. So it became like, no, whenever you get it, you have 2 hours to speak, you address all these other different things. And I remember the rule of, what's it? It's a rule about relevancy or something that was going on. So now let's jump forward to this. I just want to show you all the way through. Like I could create your video for this if necessary. Ms. Pintard is speaking, the member of Amaco City speaking. And he gets up to give a point of information concerning some information that was considered rule. And immediately, a protectionism type environment came up. And as he was saying, no, Speaker, this is not me speaking. I have documents right here at the table to show that what we're saying is not correct. And in the middle of that, she makes the statement. He's on his feet, recognized on his feet. Then Mr. Minister Miles LaRota, who is acting, I think he gets up and say, I move for a suspension, somebody second it. She then immediately says,
she asked whether or not, is there a second? Somebody seconded it already.
No,
but that's, if there's a second.
Right, but as I'm saying to you, but he can't, when he's recognized, she'd have to recognize him for him to come and say, I move. She didn't, he just said it. And then she went on to supposedly speak to the opposition, and then she turned around and then recognized him with the opposition still on his feet and then moved. Is that not improper procedure? Because he's standing there with the documents. See, I'm saying is that then came this emotional outburst that I'm calling it, to simply say, you don't like me because I'm a woman or because I'm a rookie or whatever. 3 years in the seat. 3 years in the seat, we know who you are. You told us. And believe it or not, we believe you. Now, let's talk to Grand Bahama. Howard, I want you to follow the Free National Movement very closely. I want you to reimagine possible. And I also want you to reimagine just the reimagining impossible. Okay? And you will see, in the matter of this debate is finished, you will hear us talk with Grand Bahama. You will hear us talk with Grand Bahama from the perspective of smart homes, smart businesses, smart communities, smart cities, a smart island, and eventually a smart country.
I can push you back on this right now.
Yeah, we.
I got to push back on you, right? Let me tell you why. Yes. You say, reimagine the Free National Movement, and I'd like you to be able to specificity to that. You
know I said, no, you'll begin to have the expression reimagining possible, reimagining even the impossible.
Yeah, I can accept what you're saying. Under the leadership of Michael Pintard, you're saying to me that I should expect some of these things. But the Free National Movement introduced to us another form of exasperation that we've seen in Boko. The Free National Movement introduced to us under the former administration another form of what we've seen that's been taking people down. The Free National Movement
It's very easy. But if you want to use Obama, that rule, then no. See, we don't build backwards. We're building forward. Listen to me, Howard. It will be the Free National Movement that will build back better, stronger together. Believe it or not, the possibilities are exponential. Okay? We're going to look for behemoths to find their purpose, develop their passion, and have them dream again. Okay? You will have transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, and freedom of information.
Now, you will have an economy. This cannot only be theatrics like people's time.
No, but I want you to say, Howard, not talking backwards, right, to what Perry Christie did, because this is Perry Christie 3.0. We're talking about having a conversation that when you speak of the digital economy, you get the what, the when, the why, the who, the how, all those different things. Where you take these things, we're not talking, where we provide information for individuals to start today, not when Mr. Pintard is elected. We're talking about building today. We're talking about offering solutions to fix our economy. You know, we have a lot of talk about the digital economy, the aquamarine economy, the carbon economy, the arch economy, all these different things. If the government of the Bahamas, as we begin to lay out our policies, we want them to borrow it. You know what you say, Howard? You know, you could have a chicken place and I can have a chicken place and you and I get together and you have your recipe, right? But you have this special sauce. So we don't have no problem in you taking the recipe. Could we? There's a special sauce, but we at least like for them to begin the groundwork so we could accelerate the rebirth of the economy in 2025 or 2026.
So you're saying bring it home. You're saying that the PLP should do the groundwork.
We're going to demand for them to do the groundwork because we're going to lay out the steps, the policy, the process, the procedures, even the legislation that is necessary.
But the Prime Minister is saying that Grand Bahamians will not forget who was in the race with them, who supported them, who fought for them to ensure that they could have this sort of...
Let's talk with your cousin. Is there a way... Does your cousin, just yesterday, after all the talk about Grand Bahama, did she see her way back in Grand Bahama, or is she wishing her way back? That's what we're going to change. We're going to say, you don't need to wait. Okay? She has particular skills, and if she don't, she can be given the opportunities right now. She don't have the skills. We in the FNM understand the new global economy, the new global reality, the future we live in. You know how people imagine China, Japan, the rest of them and say, oh, they live in the future? No, they live in the present. We're saying the revolution has started on Grand Bahama. The problem is oftentimes people don't hear the noise. You know what you say? But the PLP, just let me say this to me and say this. You know, Howard, they say that usually the person... there's an assassin in the woods. The person is being targeted. Don't hear the noise. The people do. When the people hear the noise, the assassin is dead. Tell the PLP the assassins are here.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you, my brother. So very aggressive words to be able to take on that kind of a posture. I'm not going to fight you, my brother. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys. I see the lines are lit up. Please give me a call, 323-622-3235-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
Looking for a breakfast that will wake up your taste buds and kickstart your day? Well, Burger King NASA has got you covered with the new Angry Crisp Sandwich. Made with fluffy eggs, melted cheese, jalapenos, a spicy sauce, and your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon on a warm croissant. Make it a combo and add our signature hash browns and your choice of coffee, tea, or orange juice for a great way to start your day. Spice up your breakfast with the new Angry Crisp Sandwich combo only at Burger King NASA.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, the Foundation 96.9 FM radio. Let's go right to the lines. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Panto?
I had to call, but I'll see Alan one thing when he called you again. Okay. Didn't the FM just came out of power?
Yeah.
And all these things he talking about, what they going to do when they get back in power. Why didn't they do it when they had the opportunity to do so? Now that Mr. Davis is the prime minister, now they can think of all the good things they want to do. Howard, it's a little bit too late. Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. I'm not going to fight you.
Because I'll say this to you, Howard.
Yeah.
When this rejuvenated place that used to be called the International Bazaar now comes into force, right? It's not going to be named the International Bazaar anymore. We will see some movement in this country pertaining to worldwide, all right? Because those African countries that come in here, they have money, and it's a good tie, because it's going to cost a lot of collaboration.
This ain't the first time that we hear this.
Thank you, guys, and have a nice day.
This ain't the first time that we hear this for Grand Bahama. We've heard free trade zone. We've heard all these concepts continue to come to Grand Bahama, and they still kind of fall flat. Now, this is not me, you know, being able to speak ill of the expectations that the government had and the relationship that they're forging to be able to move forward and make some things happen. I really wish them the best. And in terms of being able to support them, I participate however I can to ensure that this is successful. But let's just shoot straight. Let's shoot straight, okay? If politics is involved, if politicians are involved, if they forge these kind of relationships, if they're not yielding that kind of and giving the autonomy to a board that has a commitment to ensure that there's growth and development and this steadfast focus for this thing to be able to be successful, it's not going to be. Can I say this to you? There's no two ways to say this to you. If politicians need to be able to tout them chest and poke it out to say that I've done this, we've done this, this administration has done this, this is where the ingenious has come from the bowels of this particular administration, and you always have to relent and continue to genuflect to this organization for what we've done to ensure that there's a movement going forward. Come on, man, that's not going to be successful. It's not. Because the next guys that are coming in the event that they do come in, is stop, review, and cancel. That's it. This is a horrible tennis match as it relates to politics in this country. There's no productivity. There's no focus on people. There's no commitment to these kind of ideas. There's just a quick Joe McGraw. What can we do quickly? Let's get it done quickly. Can this garner enough votes? Let's do this quickly. There's no concept and idea for sustainability. So when the government has taken on this position and the prime minister has been able to cast aspersions and being able to hit you below the belt to indicate that there was no innovation for the former administration, right, that brought us Wärtsilä. There was no creativity. Let me read it verbatim. Let me be clear that the people who brought us the Wärtsilä engines and the Oban fiasco never had the intellect, the imagination, or the courage to create or deliver real solutions. Are these things real solutions? Real solutions have the autonomy within the product. There's no autonomy here. It's still tethered and gripping into central government. There's no autonomy here. There's no identification of a body of and group of people who can be identified and afforded an opportunity to be able to execute these. Let's just be decent. Let's be decent. If there is an affiliation with any government of the day, it may not be as successful as we desire it to be. That's just what it is. Grand Bahama doesn't need more of the red tape of government washing over its surface. There needs to be an alleviation of this red tape that exists within the Port Authority, that exists within the government, to get to business. Let's be real about these things. Quick telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, what's your afternoon? How you doing?
Hey, Anton, I thought it was you on the last call. That wasn't you. What's your say?
Yeah, anyway.
My apologies.
I don't know where you get that information from that you brought to the airwaves. But that's misinformation. You must have not been watching the parliament because the speaker was very clear. The speaker provided the leader of the opposition the opportunity on his point of order. She further, as he began to speak, it was clear he did not have facts. The speaker then asked him, do you have the facts to sustain what you were claiming against what the prime minister stated? Dr. Michael Dowell, Minister of Health, then rightly stood up and told him his information is incorrect. He got up again, and he still was unable to. He was trying to use a past formula, which didn't even make sense out of it. He tried to use the 80-20 formula, which was entered into under Hubert Ingram, FNM-led administration with Bahama. However, the later model, what he should have referred to, should have been what happened at the point under Christie's administration, which was when Christie demanded with the Chinese government, he would not accept a labor component of 80 to 20. It turned around 55 to 45, never seen before in this country with a low interest loan or with a foreign direct supported investment by the Chinese government. All of the other investments under the FNM administration, whether it was Atlantis, whether it was Bahama, you had high components of foreign labor. Christie turned that around. So the later model that he should have used was the 55-45. However, it told me, to my mind, Howard, that the leader of the opposition didn't believe that it's possible to negotiate a better labor component deal on behalf of the Bahamian people. But he must have forgotten that a protocol already exists. He must have forgotten that an example already exists with the Margaritaville or the Point Hotel, which was negotiated by the Christie-led administration, where the current Prime Minister, Mr. Davis, was then Deputy Prime Minister. Moving forward, Howard. And so he was unable to provide the facts for his point of order. So the Speaker then turned over to the leader of government business, who then stood up to his feet and called for a recess of Parliament. Okay, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Nothing untoward took place on that occasion. Granted, I do believe that, especially where you have such a small opposition, the opposition should be allowed and it should be encouraged at every opportunity for the opposition's voice to be heard on every matter. However, Howard, if their voices are being heard, but they cannot provide facts to back up what they are seeking to claim, it amounts to and it ends up being grandstanding. And in a circumstance like that, you can't just give way to the opposition, Howard. That makes absolutely no intelligent or no common sense. No intelligent or common sense. And so Sea Island. I don't know what you was watching or listening to, but you were way off point.
He embellished a little bit. He embellished it. Right?
Yeah, and then on top of that, Howard, as it relates to BPS, look, man, going back to the first Christie administration from 2002, I was quite pissed. I was livid that we left on the table restructuring BPL when BPL is so pivotal, so critical. It's like a mean ventricle to our survival in this country.
Yeah.
And we left it on the table undone. We left it on the table again in 2012. I was livid again, pissed, calling them out.
Yeah, but
I
you,
am so pleased.
This heavy
I
what you're so, saying.
Pardon me?
This heavy what you're saying, because even the prime minister has indicated what you had. He says, former administrations, let's be clear, the people who brought us Watson, and I was specific on that, but he said that this is a loyal issue, but he was included in this at one point where he could have been able to, and especially in his capacity as the minister for works under his jurisdiction.
Would you have to bear in mind, Howard? He was only a minister and not the prime minister. It would have taken the pen stroke of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and Minister of Finance to move it forward. The minister can make recommendation all day long, but if the Minister of Finance don't approve it, it ain't gonna happen. Now, Philip Davis sits in the chair. I am so happy to see that the government of the Bahamas is brave enough to put forward a world-renowned, best-in-class partner who has been identified to help us get out of this $1 billion situation. This noose that is around the neck of government, and more importantly, the Bahamian people, residents, businesses, and everybody alike who's trying to survive in this country. Wow. We need to solve this issue, and I want to encourage the Prime Minister and his administration to move forward and do what is necessary on behalf of the Bahamian people, that is in the best interest of the Bahamian people, so that we can get the relief that we need in this country with reduction in cost of living, but also with the ease of doing business in this country.
We got to talk about this. Thank you, man. We got to talk further about that. We got to talk about whether or not, because the Prime Minister and those that support this particular move start to talk about infrastructure, start to talk about technology, and trying to provide a contrast to say that this kind of an idea and the imagination for this couldn't exist in yesteryear, when that's not necessarily so. But just be decent. Under both administrations, including members who was a part of the administration at the helm of BPL at the time, and the person of Leslie Miller, gave concepts and ideas that can be able to perform. And they did not accept those things at the time. And now that you've accepted it, this is still archaic. I'm not going to fight you, but we can talk about these things and do it. Let me see if we can read this last thing. Glenys Hannah-Martin in support of the plane for the election pitchers. The children still going to school hungry? This is a question mark. It says, can Hannah-Martin remind us how much they're spending to feed the children who are hungry? Was it $1 million? And the plane for 10 people is $2.5 million. That's what we know about it, okay? There's a text is coming through, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to participate. We're going to see you tomorrow. Roundtable discussion right here on the Foundation. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed.